No. Karen Kent should go now. Okay, we'll go. Hey, shot somewhere. Now, that is, the Gemara says, talking about Yuka Vizula. Price goes up, price goes down. Then the Gemara says, Klusha Hishmina doesn't include. Anabatim of Yachakas, Malikala Kulukova. We'll get to that. So Tosus makes a point. There are three things. There's Shvach B'Yadayim, Shvach B'Mela, and Yukra Vazula. What about Shvach B'Yelo? On a patin with that shaklis. Mashma. Respond to B'Yelo. Thank you very much.
So what's the real story? Have you can spot me a little? Misham came over. Hey, Cain Shigano. Kamo betlev and asayo. Don't know the comma. Then Shalom came with all the hate. Can't you got it? We'll see. It's not so simple. Filoshini lokoni mishum domele ototor gumna dechonan. And even if, so if I have a baby calf and then it becomes a powerful bull, that's a shine. But if I have a cow that weighs 500 pounds, and when I steal it, and it's grazing somewhere, now it weighs 600 pounds, that's not a shinui. So kevel dal vehei is for a 500-pound cow or a 600-pound cow. Well, the emes, he says, Hilkish is bat meilo, misham kevel dal vehei, ke'en shigonim, k'mo plevan asayon. Gemara doesn't quite say that. We'll see what Tosis. Why? Or to Torah Gavimino, Derech Gavimino. He says, I didn't steal a 600 pound cow from you. I stole a 500 pound cow. So what did I steal from you? I stole a fat cow from you. I stole a skinny cow. Where did Rav say, who to call my Rav cable down the hacker shot somebody but then? Lo Shaykh name auto yukra gavaminoch. No, I stole a 10,000 shekel cow? No, you look at the object. So Tosus comes up with a brand new idea. That if I steal a 500-pound cow, give you back a 600-pound cow, cable and I shaft it, sell it, cable down the hay goes, what? I look at the 600-pound cow as there's a 500-pound cow inside of it with some extra stuff that I didn't steal. And that is the cow I look at. Why? Time of first and come. I hold the comment time. Okay. Since let's go to the sugya. Tolem to make car. It's all one sugya. We're not leaving this sugya. We're just seeing the totality of it. Now we saw a Rosh, a very keen Rosh here. Rosh says even in Yukav Zula, not so simple. kashas hamar kevel kashas hamar b'din. Because that's a shas v'chayev. That can be modem and iftar.
Okay.
That means if I just had those words of the Rosh and didn't have any other words of the Rosh in any other place, I'd say, you know, who creates the chiyuv of a knas? The best. A paskin. They pask. Okay. They create the chiyuv. If I steal something, if I go take a stone and break your window, Besen doesn't create the chiyuv. My Maisa Hezek creates the chiyuv. The moment I break your window, I have to pay you for the window. Okay. Now. By Knas, you're not chayv until Besen creates. I would have said that. But the Rosh doesn't let me say that. For two reasons. It says, but that's the Gabi Kefal. I could be modem mifta. But the Gabi Dalva, hey, I go, Shrashas, Tricha Mechira. Wait a second, Besen creates it then too. No. So what do you see? Because that's the Zmana Mechayev. So what do you see? That, you know, it's not because Besen creates it. You go by the Zmana Mechayev. Alright, so what's the story in Kef? Well, that you pick Shas Hamar Abedin. So I said, oh, what do you see from here? That Kef is Chayim, not for the Maisa Gneva. That's Kerem. Kef is Chayim, why? Because in Kef, I'm Chayim for the Gneva and the ongoing holding on to it. That's why there's halacha of chosen karen lebayda. Let's say I'm a pickpocket and I steal your wallet. So I'm a ganav. Then I'm afraid I'm going to get caught with a wallet. The wallet has a lot of money in it. So what do? Middle of the night I go and I put it through your mail slot. Give me it back. So that's Chozer Karambam, and then all security cameras catch up with me. Potter from Kefal. Why? Chozer Karambam. Reb Chaim is going to make a big thing about this to say, what do you see from Chozer Karambam? That the fact that I'm holding on to it from Shas Gneiv until I walk into Beis Din, that extended Gneva, one extended no. Okay. That's the Machayev. So the Maisa Machayev is in Tricha Mechira. It's a Shechita. So you look what happens with Shashchita. The Maisa Machayev of Karen, of Kefal, is what? The stealing and the holding on to it. Okay. That's just the Rosh. This fits in with something else to the Rosh. The Rosh has a very unique sheet at the end of the first parak. Very unique sheet at the end of the first parak of Baba Kama. Parak Aleph Simechof. It my paganisk of Papa Mamamoto Rahu Radio Shama Knoth Hilchel Knoth. We paskin Hatzikazak of his knas. Called over Mashun of Kinshiesha. I know I'd say good enough for going to Hashem. Real of a Karen. Okay. We have got the paganisk of Knoth, even though Hatzinazik is knas. Why aren't you going bovel? Because who creates a chiyuv knas? It doesn't have smuchim. And there's no smicha in bovel. so we can't create a knas. But here you can be tofus. Who perish Rabbeinu Tam? Davke tofas of a mazik atzma. Well, this takanos chacham that if you tofus of a mazik, you can keep it. Jesus. The army to call Mili, the toughest Mili, then he can grab anything. Or Mafkin Mili, or Slide Takala. Hayom or Moch Yigzal Kala Shalom. And he'll take everything, and we can't be done. The Knossos Babova. The Yatsi Yodzal Marshes, well, the Holti Lamar Al Dvorah. I didn't understand what Rabbeinu Tam's talking about. Give him back the balance. Okay. So, what's happened? What does Rabbeinu Tam say? And what does the Rosh say? The Rosh here, apparently, and this is going to, as we go on, there are a lot of important Rosh, says, no, a knas is created at the time I do it. Besdin can't sit on it. But if I take it in my hands, I can be tofus. What's Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam says, no. Tam's talking in a whole different direction. Every time I mazik someone, besides paying for it, there's another issue. It is an avera ben adam l'chavera. Give me a Ram Hilchos Tshuva. Ram says, Perek Aleph Hilchos Tshuva. Chain hachovel b'chaveru hamazik mamono. Avo pishishilim lo mashu chayev lo. A mazik, even though he paid, in a meskapelo shizvade v'yoshev alasus kazelolo. But it is, being mazik your mamon is the maisa aveiru. Ben odom l'chaveru. Every maisa aveiru between odom l'chaveru requires what? Shuvah and Vidui. Okay. But he says something has to come first. Have to pay. Okay. So, and he has to mefayas Shuvah Vidui and Ben Oram Chaver. What do you have to do? You have to mefayas Chaver. So let's say nowadays there is no knas. But there's still chiyuv tshuva, and still you mefayas him in two ways. You mefayas him in a financial way. You mefayas him in a personal way. And I can force you to be mefayas. Why? I can say, listen, you caused me hefse. You want me to be mocha you? I don't have to lose money because of you. So what am I doing? I'm holding on to your property. Before she remorphias me. That is Rabbeinu Tam. That's the rival. Rival calls Avagav lo magvinim lai. Omrat mashamtina lai. Ad the mafias nizik. Keroz bezdin. Okay, so. But the Rosh is telling us a very interesting thing here. Apparently. I have to see how he deals with all the rivals. The big one who says it the most explicitly is the Rashbam with all his rivals. Every knas, Bezdin creates the knas as the Rashbam, and there's no chiyuv, and therefore there's no makom for tefisin. Comes along the Rosh and says, no. The moment you do the ma'aseh mechayev v'chayev, not up to Bezdin create the chiyuv, except separate din Bezdin can't collect. But I can be tofus to myself. If so, would have been impossible to interpret the Rosh to say Kevod Alva Hayes because the Mais Mechayev is the Psak of Bezdin. No. That wouldn't fit the Rosh in the first parak. And obviously it wouldn't fit with the Rosh also by Tzicha Mechira. So I said, so what did I conclude? Rosh must say that what are you chayav for? The Gneva plus the ongoing holding on to it. And when you find the embezzlement, the embezzlement says, okay, fine, you held on to it for 3 months, so you had to pay kefil for that. Or you shechted it, pay dollar the hay for it. You understand the Rosh very well. Now there's an interesting machlok in Rabbi of Tam and the Re. Yes. Wait 1 second, Rabbi. Let us take a look on the Re and Rabbi of Tam. You're jumping a little ahead for me. So the Gemara says on Samachay on the base. Chanid Rabbi Loya. I'm Rabbi Loya. I'm going to talk Klevin Asaya. So, now, this is what Tos refers to. Saya, Nasa Shor, Nasa Shim Yodu Kno, Torah Moch, Shalom Hutu Ver, Torah Moch. Rechanid Rabbi Loya, the Bryce has got a Klevin Asaya, Lego Nasa Shor, Shalom Tishmul Kevil, Tishmul Midal, Hey, Ken Shaganav. I stole a small animal, not a big one. Andre saved me from crazy ideas. The answer is I will post everything you crazy ideas. Okay. Then the Gemara says, so what's the machlok? So what's happening here? It's probably Shinri Kohn. What about the Svara? Tur Gam Minoch, Tichur Gam Minoch? So Tos is Nirla Re. Big machlok is Re and Rabbeinu Tam. And then we're going to have to see how the Rosh fits in with this. Hachi Perush, the Indian Tlev and Asayil, Okhushu and Espatma. Why? I stole a 500-pound cow, and now it's a 600-pound cow. So what am I chayav kevon dalav hay for the 500-pound cow that exists within the 600-pound cow? This. And that's, when I look at objects, kefil, I have to look at what is the object that I'm talking about, and B, what is the price I'm looking about. So the object is the object that I stole. The price, kshasam what have been. So says the Re. The omelet, hashtag, turgaminoch, uadin, kushvishmin omelet, shmenigaminoch. Gabi Domim can't say that. And Shayach Lamemayu. So the Re is just saying the same thing that Tosa said in Samachay Yom Alaf. No, I will Gabi Dom Lord Shayach Lamemayu. Okay. The Lish to the Krah, Guf Hatzon Abokov, and the Skorba Posit Ashman. Okay. Now, if you take a look in the pasuk, give me a chumash. Oy, bye. What is this? Thank you. Tachas Hashem. Where is it?
What can I find him? Give me 2 seconds.
What is that talking about? You look at what was stolen, and it's 4 to 5 times the replacement of what you stole. That's how Tosis looks. Okay. Okay, he says, "Mikabel shas gneiva gormelo shem en gneiva en tficha mechir al dom shakol ikram tluyim." Says because it's all part of an extension of the original ma'aseh gneiva. So I look what was the object that was stolen. Al domim shakol ikram tluyim b'shem asbestin in this garment posuk throat, the pin lach achlikan, dafka ken shagan, who da away, some other we did. And when the time of forage, then chiluk ben tloim lukus. Lachi perish, tloim, shadiba behen, habraisa, nahainu, kleven, asail. Nishinishtanu, lamal yusuf, kademikara, vadim be yukur zula. Kara shaf yusuf, sov dalit, kademikara. So he says, what does Rabbeinu Tam say? No difference between Yukur and Zul. I stole a cow. No. Fat cow, skinny cow, it's all the same. A $10,000 cow, a $5,000 cow, all the same. What is Rabbeinu Tam saying? I'm telling you, and there's a very fundamental machlokes happening here between Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, I steal something. So, but then I hold on to it. So what am I doing? I'm mechayev him not only for the stealing, but for the holding on to it. Wait a second. I stole something that's worth $10,000. And then it went up to $20,000. So what if I'm mechayev for an extended maisa? What's the tzad hashov of the extended maisa? $10,000. Let's say the opposite. I stole it was worth $10,000. Now it's worth $5,000. So the extended holding on to it is $5,000. Because part of the time is 10, part of the time is 7, part of the time is 6, and now it's 5. So if I look at what is the tzad hashov of this extended maisa aveira for John Mechayev Kevel, what is that? That is the minimum of the two ends. So Mashen came. Comes along the ring and says, no. You're chayiv for the maisa gneiva. You look what was stolen. What was stolen? You had a 500-pound cow, a 600-pound cow. So you stole a 500-pound cow. Now what am I going to do? I'm going to say, okay, I have to give you a second portion. I have to give you 4 of them, 5 of them. Fine. Well, what do I have to give you? 4 or 5 of the cow that you stole. Now, what's the price? I create the price now. Why do I create the price now? Because Bez is Mechadesh. Is Mechadesh the whole Lechiv now. So it's the Shas. So Bez creates the Lechiv according to the price now of the object that was stolen. That's three. A lot of times said, no, that's not how it works. You're chayim for the stealing and the extended holding on to it. So you look, if it began it from 10, went up to 20, the extended holding on to it, that's not a sharp as 10. Went from 10 to 5, the extended holding on to it, it's 5. So if this is so, we would expect that the Rosh holds like whom? The Riyah Rabbeinu Tam. So let's take a look how the Rosh holds. If it works out right, or we'll have to readjust. Yeah. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, I stole something. Ben says, "What are you chayev for the stealing? Or for stealing this object, you chayev double. You chayev 4 times, 5 times. What object am I talking about?" Because we do the Shuma when Bez is creating the Chavetz. I owe you back 5 cows. Which cow? Okay. How much are 5 cows worth? We're now going to create a Chiv of 5 cows. What are 5 cows worth? Well, the price is now. No. I'm creating the Chiv. I owe you back. Short. What does the pasuk say? Yishan tachas hashor, and the Ri is very much pushing that pasuk. Tachas hashor. Chamisha boker yishan tachas hashor, va'ar betzon tachas hashor. I owe you back 5 cows that I stole from you. Now, but you don't have those cows. I'm just not cloning those cows. So what am I doing instead of the cow? I'm giving you money. Money represents the cow. Or money represents the sheep. Okay? So, right now, Bezin says, so I'm creating a chiyuv now. I can't give you 4 cows. I can't give you 5 cows. What am I doing? I'm saying, instead of the 5 cows that I have to give you now, I'm giving you money. Money of the cow that you stole, price now, because I'm creating the price now. And that's the Gzeres HaKotzev, Achit, the Karen, Ken Shekonav. So now let's see, if this is so, where should the Rosh line up? Rosh should line up like Rabbeinu Tam. So let's turn and see how the Rosh lines up. Do you like Rabbeinu Tam or not? Rabbeinu Tam. You see why I told you to wait? Like Rabbeinu Tam, b'chol, otherwise you have a headache. Let's turn to the Rosh. Okay. Avol inyan. Arba v'chamish yishomah kama yishomah b'shas tzvichom mechiva. Yishaitikam mechayev. So I could come out of the love Shalom Kiyash. Who Karen and his Yakra we eat by me the Mishalom Kiyash Mikorah. Came in the hash to love Midiko. Vechainim Huzal. It went down in price. As Lin and Bosa Eden did feel from the Chiva. O Kosha the Mamela, Rishifa the Mamela, and Karen Yukra Vazula Dome. There's no difference in Yukra Vazula and it got fat, it got skinny. Rabbeinu Tam. Ukusha Rishmina. Okay, I fattened it up, that's something. Okay. Review Raya. Nirb Chanin, Omar Kamon. It's not a shino. Can you add in nami pitum de memela? Okay. So the Rosh does exactly what I would have hoped he would do. And that's why I said the Rosh, the way he learned it. And you see what different positions people take in different situations forces them into other positions. He had a position that he took about Knas. So when he came to our sugya, he couldn't say the Bezin created it, the Gneva created it. So therefore, he couldn't hold like the Ri. The Ri is based on the fact that Bezin creates it. Now, with this in mind, so Bezin's creating it. So then he ended up holding like Rabbeinu Tam. And he had no choice. And what does Rabbeinu Tam say? It's one extended holding on to it, which is what we said in the beginning. So the right one. Rabbeinu Tam can go either, doesn't have to agree. He doesn't agree with the Rosh Legabe Knas, but the Rosh has to agree with Rabbeinu Tam, Legabe Klonda and Korah. Okay, now, then the Rosh continues. Rabbeinu Alphas. The Gemara is, and he says, the Gemara is explicitly rejected. Who? Or is explicitly rejected? Rabbi Lloyd. Nor the Mashalim Tashmu Kevah the Kan Shigonah, Mishum the Kanya Bashinah. But Pitim the Mamele, Mashalim to the Hashtim. Hachim is Tam. Okay, fine. Now, this is the first time over. Now, here, there is trying to figure out what it is that the Rambam held. The other Rishonim held. Take a look at the Rambam. Roy, I'm kidding with Laura. Okay. Gimel. Olive Gnevel Yud Gimel. Olive Gnevel Yud Gimel. Gonav chusha vihishmina o shmeinu vihikhisha tashnu mekeva tashnu mekeva tashnu mekeva tashnu mekeva. If I change it, go back to shasa gneva. Gonav flevan asayo egon asa shor. Well, that, why? It's a shinoi. Shinoi biyodo kno. Shalom tovar shalom bocha. Shalom tashnu mekeva tashnu mekeva. Okay, fine. I can't. At this point, we can't figure out what he says about Nispat Me'eleho. We don't know, which is going to be very key to understand what this whole thing's talking about. So here jumped in the two lengthy pieces in Reb Chaim, Mirtz Hashem. He goes into a whole bunch of. And one of the things he's trying to explain is a Magid Mishnah about Shinui Kol. Shinui Katan goes like this. I steal your car. And I give it back to you. And it's all, it was an accident, all scratched up. It's not a shuny, it's still a good car, excellent car. It's just the fender's a little bent here, the door's a little scratched there, etc. Can I say Harish Shecholofanech or I can't say Harish Shecholofanech? Simple question. The way the Magen Mishnah learns the Rambam, that depends on the Nigzal. Why? He can say, listen, you stole my car. We're Makayim Hashava, but not completely, because I didn't get back that car that you stole. Yeah, it's the same motor, it's the same this, same body, it's but not completely what you stole from. And Hashava means I have to get completely back what you stole from. Or I can, and therefore pay me for it. Well, then pay me for it. So he has a Mekon of Hashimit. The moment the Ganav pays, he ends up owning the car. Or the Nigzal can say, no, I want my car, even scratch car. I'll take it as a Hashava. But what comes along, the Magen Mishnah says a radically different thing. So Reb Chaim goes into this. I just outline what Reb Chaim says. He says, yes. There's a Kim Hashava. I'm a Kim Hashava, but not completely. I gave you back the car that belongs to you. Yeah. Is it completely the car that I took? So have you a Kim Hashava? Partially. I can demand full Kim Hashava, which you can only do with money. Or I can accept a partial Kim Hashava. That goes back to everything we talked about Kiyam HaShava and a lot of things. But it all ties now into one big sugya. And those two long Reb Chaims are very key. Okay. Mirtz Hashem Bli Neder. We shall continue.